Hello.
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Thomas Manamba.
What's this in reference to?
I'm not asking for any donations, and I'm not asking for anything but a few minutes of your time so you can answer a few questions concerning the problem we're facing as a nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you so much. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 25 to 40, 41 plus?
Not counting the international?
All of it, including it.
35,
okay, thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a bricklayer, plasterer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, refractory bricklayer, tile or marble finisher, marble mason, tile setter, mason helper or finisher, PCC restoration, cement mason, stone mason?
I used to always say the man with the trowel is the man that decides the work.
Okay.
I have multiples on my book.
Multiples, okay. What is the one of your preference?
That's my preference? Historical restoration.
Okay, thank you so much. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey label mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Usually I'm either foreman or shop steward.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Currently.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. Currently, yes.
Okay, approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months?
That's a touchy question to even ask, and I'd rather just not even answer that question.
Okay, no problem. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
You mean a double shop?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been on double shops.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no? It's okay if you don't want to answer. That's okay.
After getting the current information,
mm-hmm,
I'm not overly happy with the last transgressional changes in the last 3 years.
Okay. So you consider it before?
I've considered it, yeah, because of where we're headed and the obscenities of what's going on ever since the Patriot Act was put in place.
Okay. In your own words, why did you consider dropping your union membership? A small phrase.
Why would I?
Yeah. Why did you consider dropping your union membership?
Because what I was told with 800 hours, 200 hours, and our 1,000 hours requirements.
Okay. If I'm taking a little longer, it's because I'm writing everything down.
Well, once you see that and you look at it, it basically explains itself the way it was explained to me.
Okay, I understand. Thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year.
There's just been many projects, if not more. It's just that the criteria of job placement to proficiency,
okay,
it's not being done like that.
So they have changed the way they do things, okay? And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Again, you're asking a question that's left field when before COVID, during COVID, and I guess this deluge of whatever's going on.
Okay. And do you get the sense? Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Again, that's I think that's a gray area.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about the about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
Most projects I've been on are federally funded.
Federal funding. Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
Again, that's a gray area. It's like,
okay.
It's a gray area. I mean, like, tomorrow's going to be like the purge, supposedly.
I understand. So you think there will be less?
Again, it's a gray area. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I can predict that.
Okay, thank you so much. Don't know is an answer. Now, looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, better, or stay about the same?
Say that question again.
Looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I think it'll get worse with this administration in place.
Okay. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you have no real safety concerns?
Exhaust fumes, basically.
Okay, exhaust
fumes. Like now, perfect example, I'm at a hospital.
Okay.
The section of the hospital I work at, there's 3 exhaust fans. I know what 2 of them are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
In person or online?
In person.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
I haven't had any.
Okay. Political canvassing?
I haven't been asked for it.
Picketing?
I haven't been asked.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
whenever reports need to be picked up within 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay, thank you. Changing the subject a little bit to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The internet or social media, radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper, cable news, friends or neighbors. Which one do you prefer the most?
I'd rather not answer that question.
You don't know?
No, I'd rather not answer that question.
You'd rather not answer it? Randomly, you know, because we have to fill this answer, this question.
And I'm more of a private person than you would ever average meet, so that's why I'd rather not answer that question.
Okay. What about if it was internet or social media as number one, radio number two, local TV news programming number three, cable news number four, print or online newspaper number five, and friends
again,
and neighbor as last?
I mean, I'll make it easier for you to understand that.
Yeah,
As long as the amendment that was changed by Obama pertaining to propaganda, nothing can be trusted.
I understand. Which of the following issues matter to you the most right now? Jobs and the economy, immigration, education, support for labor unions, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, or something else?
American citizens first.
Okay, American citizens first. Okay, as you may know, BAC or BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah, I get my current monthly all the time. Plus, I have.
The only thing that
I don't understand, you're asking all these questions and I'm answering them, but the number one thing that members should get every year, and yet I have not seen it, except for the ones I have or have gone to the conference, is our bylaws. We used to get that, a book. We used to get it.
Okay.
We don't get it.
We're about to get there. That question is coming up. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, not important at all for federal elected officials to support it?
No, it's important.
That would be very or somewhat?
Yeah, it would be very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe that Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yeah, again, you're asking me to choose a side, and I'm more of an independent.
Okay, no problem. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more for this dispute, GM Ford or the United Auto Workers?
How about the American citizens that are now paying on their insurances and can't drive their vehicles because they can't get parts for it, like me, that they've had one of my cars for 3 months, but yet I'm still paying car insurance?
Okay, thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove, and they should take his island too.
Okay, that will be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, what about his support for labor unions? Do you support?
It's a lie. It's deceiving.
Okay, disapprove then, strongly or somewhat?
I disapprove. It's deceiving.
Okay, what about the economy?
again, he's the puppet in play. Obama, you're again.
Okay, no problem. What about foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs?
Yeah, foreign affairs.
In what light? What question? Just foreign affairs in general?
Overall, yeah. Generally.
243 congressmen should be indicted.
Okay, so that will mean that you strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Immigration?
Everybody deserves a chance if they actually want it.
Okay, so you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I approve it to a point. We have rules. They're not being followed.
I understand. What about health care?
Health care?
Yeah.
Well, oh, no. Again, you're talking to somebody that's paid in 40 years to unemployment, and I still don't have health insurance because I can't make the hours.
Okay. So you would strongly disapprove of that?
Health care should be free.
Okay. Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Definitely disapprove.
Okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president or other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
My understanding is if we actually make it there, the fix is in.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Say that again.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
I'd rather not answer that at this time.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no? That's what you were talking about a little earlier, the books and all that.
Yeah, but you just said Republican.
No, information regarding legislation that affects your career, your job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety.
Oh, yeah. I always want that. That's a necessity to life and training. That's why we get paid what we get paid.
Okay. Turning back to VAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
We've had our ups and downs, so I mean, I would have to say good, not excellent, not fair, just good.
Okay. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Again, I've never ventured out except once in my whole career, but when I did, they had a job for me in another state.
Okay. So you will say it was good? Just fair?
When the opportunity gives you time to reorganize and start life over, yeah.
Okay.
The international gives that dream again.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? A small phrase in your own words.
I'm sorry. My hearing goes in and out, so you have to say that again.
Okay. How could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words, small phrase, small statement.
Mm.
You want me to repeat the question?
No, I'm trying to think. You're just saying a phrase.
Just a few words. What I'm saying, I don't want to, you know, just write a bunch. So just a small opinion.
I would have to say effectiveness to gratification. And it's what you put into it.
Mm-hmm. Effectiveness to your gratification.
Yeah. Basically, what you put in, what you get back.
Thank you. And what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? Once again, small opinion, in your own words.
I would have to say more innovation toward textiles.
Textiles.
Yeah, green products. Hemp.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, union meetings, text messages, email, job site?
I usually get all that.
Through your mail, union meetings, texts, email,
job
site?
Yeah, I usually get, like I said, I get it all.
Through your mail?
I get it. Every way you just said, I get it.
Okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
If you're talking pertaining to counties, it's if it's for job creation,
mm-hmm.
enforcing bonds.
Mm-hmm.
For locals,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, it's brought up to monthly meetings. But if it's something that just it's to pass the time, no, it's not brought up.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or something else? Oh, you said you were independent, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or Democrat Party, or neither?
Again, I don't choose either side.
Okay.
As of right now, no.
Okay, and just to make sure we have a representative sample, do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American?
I'm like other, really.
Other? Okay, no problem. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Thomas.
Thank you so much, Thomas. I really appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Yep.